Great, Rory, yourself?
I'm good. It's been a while since we've had a chat. Yeah. You're back in action in 6 weeks. Just over 6 weeks.
Just over 6 weeks, yeah. Boston, March 18th. First fight of the year, and I'm hoping this will be a much busier year than last year for me. I'm training the hardest of my life for this one, leaving no stone unturned, and it'll be a good title fight anyway as well.
Just recap the last year. Was it just the once you fought last year?
Just one fight, yeah.
That was a lot to do with your recovery from the bursted eardrum, wasn't it?
Yeah, the bursted eardrum, yeah, in December against Eubank, and I needed to recover and see some consultants and make sure that I was alright to fight again.
Must have been a massively frustrating couple of months, though, was it?
Oh, it was, yeah, big time. I wasn't sure whether I was ever going to box again, so I was delighted to get back in September and get a good win under my belt against the former WBC world champion.
And everything was okay now, the year is perfect and all good to go?
All good to go, yeah. I've been sparring a bit there now since, again, and getting ready for this fight in March, and everything's good.
What have you made of Eubank's career progression since you fought? I mean, like, he's fighting an ITV pay-per-view now, which isn't exactly the most illustrious kind of platform, really, is it?
Yeah, I think, there is a lot of viewers. I actually watched ITV myself last night. There was some boxing on it. I think it's better than what people think. Mm. I think, and it's still a world title. It's still the IBO world title, and, gives him rankings to get the big guys like Billy Joe Saunders and Golovkin. I think he wants to fight him. People are be mocking him and all that, but I think he really does want to fight him. And
he seems to be kind of kept back by his dad. I think that's the perception that's out there, isn't he? Being protected by his dad and given not easy fights, but not the big fights that he could be going for.
Yeah, I think it's just all to do with money, really. I think that they do believe he's ready, really. And personally, I think he could beat Golovkin. That's my opinion, and I'd like to see him fight.
As we mentioned, 2 months out now from your fight, you said this is the hardest you've ever trained. Why is that?
I don't think I've ever given it quite 100%. I've always trained very hard, and I've always been very strong and had the capability to finish fights early. And I think when I fought Eubank, he was that bit fitter than me, and I think he puts more into training, his cardio wise, and that. And I think I need to put more into my own training also, and that's what I'm doing at the moment. And
it's almost like a bit of a wake up call in that fight with Eubank.
I think I was stronger than him. I had better boxing ability than him, but he was fitter. And as the fight went on, he was fitter than me. And the burst eardrum didn't help either, but I still think he was fitter than me. And towards the end of the fight, he would have come on stronger. So I'm going to ensure that doesn't be the case. And again,
so how have you changed your approach for this fight?
I'm doing harder hill sprints and stuff like that, and doing more cardio and more rounds in the gym, and just training, putting more effort in, really, giving it everything 100%, because I've always had that strength to kind of shield guys away from me. And they might have even fettered me, but I was that much stronger that they weren't able to do much about it. But I'm going to make sure that to my strength, I'm going to have the cardio now to go
back it up
intensely for the 12 rounds.
Yeah, because you've always had cement in those hands, but just kind of last the 12 rounds. And
yeah, I've done 12 rounds a few times, but I think I could throw more punches and be busier and be more aggressive. And as I say, I always kind of nullified guys with my power, and once I hit them a few shots, they were kind of afraid to engage so much anyway, which kind of saved me. But I want to be in a position to put more pressure on them and be relentless.
Has Pascal Collins noticed a difference in your training and your approach this time around?
Well, I think so. It's early days for this. I've been only training for 4 weeks now, like this, and it's tough. But I think my fitness is definitely improving at the start of the camp, and I got another a few weeks to go. So,
this fight's over in Boston on Paddy's weekend, so a huge Irish crowd expected. And you've got a great following over in Boston because you fought there quite so many times now at this point, so it promises to be a cracking weekend.
Yeah, it's a great arena as well. It's the House of Blues. The last time I was there actually was to see Hosier and George Ezra. They both played that night there. It's a great place, and it'll be my third fight in the arena, and it's a really cool place. I look forward to being back there and getting great support.
It's a big kind of Patrick's Day festival, that kind of car, because I think the Dropkick Murphys are playing that night as well, are they? So
they're actually playing that night as well before us, but they're on before the boxing, so it's going to be crazy stuff.
So what plans does Ken Casey have for you over the next year?
Well, this fight, no way, I think it's going to be for like a WBC title, one of these international titles, something to get me to rank and to fight maybe a big fight. I'd like to get a Gennady Golovkin for the end of the year, be my aim. And
you've had a bit of back and forth, haven't you?
Yeah, and there's actually I believe planning permission being put into the marquee as well. Like, there's a possibility they might fight in the marquee in Cork this summer, you know. But there's also talk now of a very big fight in America after this one as well, you know. So I'm not 100% sure, but I'm looking to be busier and involved in some very big fights this year.
So would you like to fight 3 times, 4 times, or?
Yeah, I'd love to fight 4 times, ideally, yeah. You know, but these fights are tough fights and big fights, and there's a lot of training goes into them, many weeks, and they're taxing on the body, so, you know, I can see if I could do 4 anyway.
Do you know much about this guy you're fighting in March?
Well, initially I was meant to fight a guy called Russell Lamour. He was 6'3", really looked a good fighter, very busy, very fit. Also, I was thinking when I started training camp, I was going to be fighting him, so I needed to be very fit because he had a lot of range on me, obviously. I'm only 5'10", he's 6'3", and very fit, very busy fighter, you know. But he's pulled out, he's given some excuse, a lame excuse, I think.
That happens to you quite an awful lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. I get the people, you know, mentally, and, you know, I'm hard puncher on people, you know, chicken out quite a bit. So
I'm throwing mankinis at people. Yeah,
as I do, or as you do. I've been told I'm going to fight some guy from a Scandinavian country. I haven't really checked him out. I found out only this week. He's got 19 victories, 2 losses, so he's quite decent, I presume. So.
Are you the kind of guy though that looks at video of these guys, or do you just go in?
Yeah, I'd look a bit. I'd look a bit of them, right?
Kind of Pascal's kind of corner. Kind of
well,
just like
he'd look as well. Bit of both, really. I'd look a bit, and so would he. And, you know, I'm quite experienced now at this stage. I've been boxing 27 years, and, you know, I've seen most things, really.
So you're not really worried about him, so?
No, I never really worry about the opponent. I need to worry about myself more and make sure that I'm in top condition, you know, to be able to deal with somebody.
Who else is on this card?
In Boston,
yeah,
there's a guy called Mark DeLuca, who I've sparred with in Boston. He's a really good fighter. He's a middleweight as well. Niall Kennedy, my gym mate, he's a heavyweight, up and coming heavyweight. I think he's gonna maybe get a state title fight, you know, in this card as well. And I've been watching him in the gym. He's good, real good guy, you know. And I think he's on the card as well.
And there's a card coming up in February as well. Big card, a lot of your teammates on it.
Yeah, it's February 25th in the National Stadium in Dublin. Noli Murphy, actually, from Cork, is on it. You know, I look forward to seeing him now. It's be the first time I've seen him box pro. There's Stevie Collins Jr., another guy I spar with, and Luke Keeler, one of my long term sparring partners as well. He's headlining at middleweight.
It's a busy time for the gym, so.
Oh, big time, yeah.
That's always good, though, when you've got guys getting ready for fights, because it helps you, I suppose. And
yeah, it's good. Craig O'Brien is on it as well in our gym, and they're all training together, and it does help because we're all looking at similar dates, so it's good to motivate each other.
All peaking at the same time, basically.
Yeah, exactly,
so, which certainly helps. You have a horse running, I believe, next week. Fantastically named Spike's Princess. How did that come about?
Yeah, I got a. You know, I like horses, and. Got the opportunity to get a horse, and I got a race horse. I called her after my eldest daughter, Jacinta. Not that I favour any of my children over the other, you know, but she was my first kid, and I got 4 kids now. And when she was a young little girl, I used to call her Daddy's Princess. And you know, the horse, she's a beautiful horse, and I called her Spike's Princess after Jacinta.
That's lovely. When's the horse running?
She's making her debut next Friday in Newcastle. I'm actually going to train in Dublin Friday morning. I'm going to get a flight to Newcastle. The lads are going to pick me up at the airport and bring me to the race. I'm going to watch her race and fly home again, because I've got a busy schedule with training for this fight now. So I'm going to just fly in and out in the day and watch the race.
Yeah, fingers crossed. The Newcastle Friday afternoon. Keep an eye out for Spike's Princess.
Yeah, hopefully she wins. I don't mind if she does. She's a beautiful horse, like my daughter, a beautiful girl. And whether she wins or, you know, I'll just enjoy it anyway.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, Jam, it's always a pleasure having you in the studio, and we'll chat to you before the fight again in March, before you get that win over in Boston. But thanks for coming in, and we look forward to seeing you in action.
Thanks very much, Rory. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.